In a statement, Utah Senator Orrin Hatch applauded the U.S. Supreme Court for acting to protect the religious freedom of all Americans. Hatch was a lead author of the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, passed by Congress in 1993, which Supreme Court justices used as the basis for their decision. Utah Senator Mike Lee and Representative Rob Bishop also released statements praising the ruling. But John Mejia of the American Civil Liberties Union of Utah says the decision is limited in its scope.
I don't think that it necessarily has broad-ranging implications on other cases. I don't think that the court has said that now, you know, any time an employer is claiming a religious belief, they're going to get an automatic opt-out out of, you know, any given regulations. It's still going to be sort of the same fight that you're going to have every time.
Conservative Utah think tank the Sutherland Institute released a statement calling the ruling a reprieve, but saying supporters of religious freedom can't let down their guard. Sutherland's Director for Family and Society, Bill Duncan, says Utah state lawmakers can help by passing their own comprehensive religious liberty protections as soon as possible.
If states want to see the kind of result within their state in terms of protecting religious liberty, they would do well to have a similar law to the one Congress passed so that they can expect that same result if there were a similar kind of dispute between a government practice and a religious liberty claim.
According to Duncan, 19 states have passed their own religious freedom restoration acts that apply to their individual state and local governments. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.